Let's bring it back to talking about football. Here's Joanne. Hello, Joe.
Hello, lovely Danny.
Oh, hello, lovely Joanne.
We want to say thank you ever so much for this stuff.
We're moved and grateful and really quite peeved with the rest of the listenership.
We haven't received a single present or card off of any other listeners. Anyway, but nevertheless...
Well, when we were over at the BBC, we used to have to rely on stealing Terry Wogan's cards to make full studios.
So, Joe, what can you tell us this week, my Christmas sweet pea?
Well, I travelled somewhere last night with both me to their match today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm in that place now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Another place.
Where would that be?
Where's the paper?
Okay. And what are you going to do at Christmas? This is the heart of the story. I bet you're going to be alone at Christmas.
No, I'm going to Barcelona for Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is there a football connection?
No, I'm just going with the girls to Barcelona.
Oh,
are
you?
Oh, you're having an Alex Ferguson-style mid-season break, are you?
Wow.
Yeah,
any particular players in Barcelona? Have you actually looked up any of their players?
I don't know. We've said a football-free Christmas.
But have you ever slept with a continental player? I want to know if you've got a better technique.
Not slept with one.
No. Have you been out with one?
Years behind the Continentals in this?
Apparently not. I don't think so. So, who's the best lover out of all the bows?
The best?
Yeah.
Both three.
Yeah. We got to say that, I suppose so.
Yeah.
But that was a very impertinent question. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
This new calendar, which is the good thing. Mm-hmm. The both three thing is shaping up to be pretty firm, all puns intended.
Not really.
No.
Just the sex thing.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think we're a bit old-fashioned. You've been out there a few times, you think, oh, there's wedding bells going on there. No.
I know, we're trying to hustle together now. Yeah. What are you young folks going to bed today?
I went, oh, you'd be like, sitting back, I went, it's the first ever wedding from the Bedford Kelly Show.
Joe, when are you back again?
When? From Christmas? I'm coming back on the 30th.
Uh-huh. And what's the plan for today, Joe?
Well, there's a player around today who's like second on my all-time list after Kesaragi.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to meet him today, hopefully.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you told anyone off the air?
Yes, you want to see the name?
Yeah,
unfold the envelope.
No, here we go. Joe has got her. Any particular pride you got? No!
Yeah, I mean, I know. Talk about doing an open man here,
really? Why him?
Why him?
Yeah.
My God, he is sexy and dangerous and gorgeous. Where do I stop?
Dangerous? I'll give you that in a way.
Yeah. I mean, in a Buffalo style,
isn't he? Isn't a bit of a brute?
I don't think so. Well, I won't know until I meet him, so...
Oh, although, of course, that's assuming, you know, that might be okay.
Yeah.
A little bit of roughing.
Or he might be protesting too much.
Yes, there is that. Well, Joe, that's on your site for today. Can you call us back as usual this evening and let us know if there was any progress in that... In that way. I'm no good anymore talking to Joe. Sorry, go on, what?
I got back with Bo 2 this week.
You mean you got back with him?
He got a hump, didn't he, because of Bo 3?
Yeah, but when you say you got back with him...
Slept together.
Did you?
Yeah.
When was that?
Wednesday afternoon.
You're busy as a bee, aren't you, Joe?
Wednesday afternoon, that'd be all. Yeah, I can see that, yeah. Have you forgiven him, or has he forgiven you? What's the thing?
He bought me a Christmas present. It was the tackiest present I've ever had.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Go on, what is it?
Well, it was underwear, but it was really horrible underwear.
Was the kind of stuff that, men think...
It was.
And was the size right, Joe?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, of course not.
But, Joe, did you wear it anyway?
I didn't wear it, but I slept with him anyway.
Yeah. You've got to stick the gear on. I mean, was it conventional gear, or was it a bit odd?
It was a bit odd.
Was it? Tell Jamie, and he'll tell me during this. Go on then. What was it, Joe? Go on, tell us.
What was it?
It's a Premier League player's gift. What was it?
Well, it was leather.
Yeah.
And it had all bits cut out.
Yeah, and was it some kind of...
Well, I was trying to get your legs through it, can you?
Was it the kind of one of those sort of things, I don't know, that looks like it should be over a grey horse's head?
It was an all-in-one.
Was there any brass work?
And was it real leather?
It was horrible.
He bought out a chandlery.
Yeah, the potential to be baggy is going to be always murderous.
It's going to be baggy, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. But anyway, it's not a... Oh, Carolyn Neal wants it. Okay, so you're listening to Britain's Premier Football Phone-In.